grant us the grace, Lord, to endure trials with that deep, underlying joy that can only come from your Holy Spirit, as he guards our hearts and minds. Amen. Mother Claire began, "Oh Lord, last night was really scary. But you knew I would come through, didn't you? Yes, but there were moments. There will always be moments until I take you to heaven. It is good for you to prepare for them with scripture and prayer. Be faithful, Claire, and all the rest will follow." I was thinking of how unfaithful I was with ignoring certain souls. He said, "I will help you. I know your heart for them and your weakness for having everything cleaned up, ready to go, and finishing projects where you get tunnel vision. I will help you. I feel your heart, Claire, and I forgive you." "Thank you, Lord. I do feel very, very badly, and I want to make it right. Last night was a test, a trial, and an offering." He is speaking about the terrible pain Ezekiel was suffering all day. "Indeed, it was given to prevent the terrorist attack. In proportion, it was nothing compared to what all the souls caught in this evil would have suffered. And I commend both of you for not giving up. And I thank you, Lord, for the grace to persevere throughout this ordeal, for protecting Ezekiel from death, and for lessening the pain when I cried out to you. Dear God, thank you, thank you, thank you so very much." Jesus continued, "And during this process, I infused you with more strength, physical, emotional, and spiritual. It takes superhuman strength to endure this kind of pain. That is why you are both protected and infused. I will never cease to protect you. Do not allow your weakness with fasting to negate my promise to you. The devils will insinuate every excuse they can find to make you feel impotent. But I am never impotent. Nor will I ever go back on my promises. Heart dwellers, remember this. If Satan can compromise your faith and trust in me by citing your failures in fasting, or something you should have said or not said, done or not done, that does not negate my will or my promises. I want you to be confident in this. The wiles of the enemy are endless, but so are my promises and my protection. No weapon formed against you will prosper. I only allow what is necessary for your sanctity and my purposes. Oh, how I love each of you precious souls. Yes, even you Satanists that listen in. You are very special to me, because you are seeking the things beyond the obvious physical realm, and many of you who are trapped in covens have a very high calling in my mystical body of Christ. We all continue to pray that you will receive the grace to come up higher. My dear ones, remember that I am omnipotent, and there is no power above my power. And that is why many of the attempted curses put on you fail. I simply block them with no effort. This should make it obvious to you who are in covens or practicing that your curses fail because you cannot compete with my power. No power on earth, in the heavens, or below the earth, or on the demonic planets, such as Planet X, none of those powers can defeat me. Even when I was successfully crucified and died, it was all in my Father's plan, so that I could redeem sinful man and save them from a miserable eternity in hell. I showed the world openly that I have the power over death and the grave. And none shall perish except those who reject my loving offer to repent so I can forgive their sins and take them into my arms, leading them to a life unspeakably glorious for all eternity. All the animals they love will be waiting for them in heaven, as well as loved ones. All the things they tried to do on earth and failed at will be restored to them with ample provision, and even with an apprenticeship where they will overcome their failures and finally fulfill their dreams. I have so much to give you because I love you so much. This goes for all of you, good and bad. I am the dream maker and life changer, and all I have is yours. Do not ever fear to come to me. I will always protect you from the punishment you fear. And once you are in heaven, you will be healed of all the wounds mankind has inflicted on you, and your pain shall be no more. Come to me without fear of retaliation. My angels will protect you. Remember that you are the beloved I created this world in heaven for. I died for you because I want you with me forever. You have nothing to fear from me. I bless all of you now with the means to come closer to me and find your home in my heart.